Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 23 of Thinking Out Loud. This is your boy, Papa Don, a.k.a. Barry White Jr., and this is my guy.
Jay Wheeler, bro.
Per usual.
Yes. Yes.
We have a treat for you guys.
I do, a.k.a. Pretty Sugar. A.k.a. Juice Man.
Shout out to my nigga Cal, bro. What's poppin'? But anyway, per usual, we got a treat for you guys. We're going to start... We're going to start off with the group topics. We got a few pretty good topics, even though they weren't topics posted from you all, if I'm not mistaken.
No, they did. They went in like yesterday for a couple, like,
okay.
Real quick.
So man. I really went on there yesterday like that. But yeah, keep posting, keep sharing all that good old stuff. Real quick, to those of you that are new to the podcast, you do have to stay on Facebook to watch the live, but you don't have to stay on the podcast app to listen.
And y'all share this, by the way.
Share. Please and thank you. Let's see, we got our group topics. I'm gonna have a story for you guys today. We're gonna talk about a couple social media topics, the Ray Caruth situation, as well as the Bryant pool party situation. And
bro, I have a story. Bro, stay on the live to the end. I have the best story I've
please
ever told.
Please stay on the live to the end till it's over with.
I have the best story I've ever told, bro. And it's like it just happened. Like, this is new news, bro.
Fresh off the press. Talk
fresh
about
off the presses.
Cal, what you talking about, bro? Ghosting.
What's ghosting?
I guess he's talking about, like, when people just, like, go off the grid and, like, don't fuck with you. Is that what you talking about, bro?
I don't know. Well, yeah. Post this shit in the group, then we can, post this shit in the group. We can do it next time. But, bro, please stay. Please stay.
Yeah,
we got a full... I have the best story I've ever told, bro. I got all the tea right here. Please stay to the end.
I'm ready for it.
So you can hear this, bro. Because this is going to be amazing. This is going to be the best story I've ever told. Funniest story I ever
shout out to my
too.
Harry Potter headband, Team Slytherin.
Shout out to my nigga Freddy, too. Freddy J in the
bitch. My nigga Fred, a.k.a. Jitty G, man.
Yeah, man.
So I showed somebody his picture yesterday at work.
He do look like J.I.D.
I was like, I told you, it's the same person. It's like Clark Kent and Superman. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, post it in the group. Post it in the group.
It, yeah.
But definitely, bro, just stay to the end, bro. I promise. I promise the story.
Y'all gonna love this one. It's gonna be a banger. That's how you know it's a body. But yeah.
Hey, speak aside, no, bro. I was listening to Reason still, bro. Every time I've ever heard a nigga say it's darker this time before he like rap on anything,
he's gonna go in.
He usually go in, bro.
But first and foremost, first topic.
Wanna get a breakdown? Can I get a breakdown?
Give me the breakdown because I don't know the whole.
All right, so somebody posted this in the group. To paraphrase, it's this woman. She's 47 years old. Mm-hmm. She has three daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And her youngest daughter and her youngest daughter's husband had moved in with them for like a while. I think they were in the process of moving. So they was living with her for a while, right?
Okay.
So while they're living with her, in this little time frame, this woman started having an affair with her oldest daughter's husband. Mm-hmm. So she fucked her oldest daughter's husband. She liked it. She said, you know, they were there a long one time, one thing led to another. They started fucking consistently, right?
Mm.
The youngest daughter's husband caught them, but he didn't snitch. He didn't snitch. So I guess, you know, she saw him one day, you know, they were talking about, you know, he expressed how he was kind of disappointed in the situation. Mm-hmm. And so she started, I guess, pleasing him.
Felicia fucking Debo too?
Yeah, so she
damn,
so she started fucking the youngest daughter's husband. That's not even it though. She's pregnant. And she don't know who the daddy is. And her husband, she's married. Her husband is suspicious.
Uh-huh. What the hell is going on?
Because the husband got fixed like 3 years ago.
Oh,
yeah,
like a vasectomy.
Yeah, so I can't get nobody pregnant. So how the fuck you get pregnant? So it's either the oldest daughter's husband, son, or baby, or the youngest daughter's husband's son. So she out there.
Put that on everything.
But when somebody posted it, they was like, how fine does this woman have to be for the fuck both her daughter's husbands?
She gotta be bad as fuck. But that's not even...
That's Miss Parker, bro. She gotta be Miss Parker bad.
Hi, boy.
So, all right. So, just to kind of piggyback off that. Say...
Candy, what's good?
Say your wife, you married to this woman.
Mm-hmm.
But her mama is like Miss Parker.
Mm-hmm.
And she throw it.
Okay.
No. The camera ain't here, bro. The camera ain't here. This is me and you. Me and you.
Nah.
Y'all right here. Y'all close your eyes, cover your ears. Done.
Nah, bro.
Done. Your white mama, Miss Parker, bad. She got the short. She bent over. Done. Can you come help me get this out the bottom? I can't reach it. My back bad. But she bent over. She come up. She got the Daisy Dukes on. Ass cheeks out. She Miss Parker, bad.
My back hurt too. I was fucking the shit out your daughter last night. I'm good. I'm gonna go get her. You know what I'm saying? You can be a group. No, I'm not going, bro.
You not?
Nah, this shit dead, bro. This shit dead. It's my wife, my nigga. That shit dead. The mother of my children? Nah, fam. I mean, granted, this is the grandmother of my children, but still.
You know what I'm
that
saying?
Shit dead. Nah, bro. I can't fuck with it. That's not the way it's all.
You ranking from 1 through 10, how foul this shit is. How foul is it?
Bro, that's like fucking 15 on the 15? My nigga, that's a Category 5 hurricane, 15, bro. I can't fuck with it. D, what's good, job, my G? Nah, bro.
Yeah, nah, because, you know, Dunn like to say shit that sound good on camera. Y'all remember, like, 3 episodes back when we was talking about what you look for in a woman. And the first thing we want to talk about was, like, her personality has... Bro, you ain't gonna fuck with her.
I honestly
not
feel that way.
First,
yes, you have to be attractive.
Exactly, though. But then you try to shallow me like I was being shallow because I said that she had to be physically attractive. There's a whole, you know, I'm not shallow. All the shit we doing.
My nigga, a whole puddle out here, fam.
I've never came off of shallow. Y'all listen, I've never come off of shallow. But what I'm not gonna do is not act like my girl don't have to be fine or nothing like that.
Of course she has to be attractive.
That's what I'm saying. But I don't understand this deeply. Yes, the personality has to fit if we getting serious, but the first thing you need to be is attractive. Cause I don't care about your personality if you like ugly and you're trying to get in. It's like, oh, she cool, you'll get home, girl. You'll get friend zone. That's another story, bro. But I wouldn't cheat on my wife with her. But I just want to know how fine she is. I think she's like a doctor or a lawyer or something too, if I read correctly.
Interesting.
But that mean the daughter's probably got money and shit too, though. Like, you know, usually when you come from like smart parents, you go and excel too.
Yeah.
But yeah, man.
I'm not fucking with it, bro.
You're not fucking with her?
I'm not fucking with it.
But bro, like, reverse it. Every episode I try to reverse it, bring it back. So, you married to a chick.
I'm married.
And she fuck your pops. And she get pregnant by your pops.
Everybody dead. What the fuck you mean? What? I'm clapping that bitch up.
You clapping her up?
What?
Who you killing first? Who her pops?
I repeat to my pops, but everybody gotta die, bro. What? They died at the same... You seen that time. Movie Wanted with Angelina Jolie?
Yeah.
Where they threw the gun?
Yeah.
Type shit.
Type shit.
Type shit. Shoot. Everybody dead, bro. This is when you walked in the crib and everybody dead.
All right.
Lil Wayne voice.
Let's rewind it back again.
Well, fuck it, I'ma remix.
Fuck it, I'ma remix it.
Oh yeah, real quick side note: if you don't follow battle rap, you're not gonna catch half the references. You know what I'm saying? But anyway,
all right. So all right, another note.
Mm-hmm.
You're old. Your son has a fine ass daughter. And she trying to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Your wife ain't popping that ass no more. you like 52. You're like 52. Your girl, your wife always too tired to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Your son come in, 22, got a badass. She just graduated, got an undergrad from like Howard or some shit like this. She got the HBCU ass, fresh off the line. She a Delta, twist out bank. Are you fucking your son? You fucking your son Delta, bro.
Ooh, you know I love them reds, but nah. Bro.
She coming.
This
Mr.
my
Jones.
Seed, bro.
Mr. Jones.
He used to live in my balls.
Mr. Jones. Bro. Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones, can you help me with, get it? Yeah, you got the deep. I love your voice, Mr. Jones. I love your bit. You fucking your son. Hey, you ain't denied this fast. You did all the other ones. All the other ones were fast denials. All the other ones were fast denials.
Oh,
now,
shit.
This your son. This your son. He's about 23, bro.
Nah,
done.
Bro. This shit. No. That's my child.
Sure, it took you a minute to say that, though, Dunn.
Nah, bro.
I don't know. I think you might be a little iffy. Your wife ain't popping that ass no more, Dunn.
But she, we gonna have to make some shake. Wifey gonna have to start popping some ass. I'm gonna be like, look.
Are you gonna tell her?
These young. Yeah.
You lying.
Bro.
You a liar.
You got to think about the dynamic of a husband and wife. That's supposed to be, you know what I'm saying?
I get enough for
my best friend. Better
so you
going to
tell your son too?
Yeah, I'm going to be like, bro, your girl a hoe. It's my son. Because if she throwing it at me, who else she throwing it at?
Bro.
She could be smashing one of the homies right now.
Yeah, she probably
is. The day before,
is.
I'm be like, look, son.
I think you'd just be like, no.
Your girl a hoe.
You say he wiped the forehead about 4 times while it was going. Bro, you having a bandana and you still tried to pat the forehead.
Bro,
this shit had you pressed.
That shit had you pressed a little bit, though.
It didn't have me pressed. I'm fat and I'm drinking. I'm had you pressed, and I got on the hoodie. This is very nice, by the way. Shout out to Nike. It is
a fire hoodie. I looked at that.
Checks over stripes, my nigga.
Checks over stripes, my nigga. But yeah, bro. I mean, I couldn't do it. But, you know, you ain't asked me. But I wouldn't do it.
Because I know you would.
You knew I wouldn't do it, bro. I ain't gonna say it. We on camera now.
Buddy man said, come on, America, we family.
Yeah, I ain't gonna blast him off like that.
That's some fucked up shit. Nah, I definitely tell my son, like, look.
Oh, man, I'm snitching. I'm snitching right there. Hey, man, come, bro.
Son, come here real quick.
Come here. Tell him what you told me.
You see what your hoe got on, don't you?
Tell him what you told me.
Tell him
what you see.
Tell him before I tell him.
Tell him what you see.
Tell him what you see.
Yeah, bro.
Tell him what you see. Same energy.
Yeah, right. But yeah, you savage for that. Cause you definitely go hit. But you are, bro. So the next one. Alright, so somebody posted the Uncle Phil topic. It's his girl.
Uncle Ruckus.
Uncle Dr. Ruckus. Phil. Uncle Ruckus, Dr. Phil. It's his girl. She about 16. She's black as fuck. Like, ain't no mix in her. She ain't like great grandpa, probably white. Nah, she black as fuck. And she says she's not. She says she feel in her bones. She Caucasian. Black people disgust her. They're thuggish. They're gangster. And she doesn't affiliate with them. She was basically Uncle Ruckus as a 16-year-old girl. First off, how you taking your daughter coming at you like that? Like, I ain't black. I'm Caucasian. I don't fuck with you Negroes. She said Negroes only.
First of all, never having a daughter. Second of all. My mom not having a little girl. You never thought any child of mine
daughter, bro.
Was gonna have any sort of mindset.
As soon as she come out, she a girl. As soon as the gender reveal come out, she a girl. I'm like, bet. We going to more at birth. It can't be mine. I don't have daughters.
It's not mine. It's not mine, bro.
So how you taking your daughter being like that, though?
This shit dead, bro. We doing Beyond Scared Straight. We going to Ayana Fix My Life. We hitting up Dr. Phil. We hitting up Mari. I'm gonna hit old girl up to do the little crystal meditating shit. All of that. Cause baby girl head ain't right. Something is wrong. There's some wires crossed. Baby girl might be a serial killer. Duh. We need to get to the bottom
if
of
it. If you watch the video though, she was like,
I saw the video.
She was like, look at my nose. I don't have a bitch. Yes, you do. Your nose big as fuck.
She got a whole nigga nose.
And then she said, my lips. Then she was about to say they thin.
Lips
like
big as shit.
Her lips huge as fuck.
She got Jay-Z lips.
Bro, she has some of
the... She got Caesar from Black Ink.
She has some of the biggest lips I've ever seen. She's like, my lips, they're normal, like white people's
she
lips.
She got some Bronco Busters.
Listen here, you little ugly cunt. I don't even care about a little younger, bro. Her teeth gapped out, spaced out. She got big black buck teeth.
Field goal teeth.
Big nose, big eyes. She's talking about, look, my hair straight and fine. Bitch, if you don't get that press out of here, all you do is hot comb your shit.
Beast, tell her to speed in Sherwood to see if she bro, white.
And that's what I
facts, nigga.
Bro, like
facts.
She gonna find out real quick, and that's what I was about to say on the post. Like, it's gonna be sad when she finds out the hard way that she's black, cause it's gonna hit her. It hits all of us. And we all young and black, more than likely who watch this podcast. There's gonna be a time where you get pulled over, or you hanging out with your white friends, and they gonna put you to the side when some shit happens. There's gonna be some shit that happens that's gonna show her. She's black. I don't care how proper you are.
Gonna hit her like a ton of bricks.
And I don't care how hard you E and R your shit at the end. You black.
What Riley say? They say the whole word.
The whole
like
word.
This.
Like, bro, and it's gonna hurt when you do it. Like, if that's my daughter, though, that's like you know the way I love black women.
Mm-hmm.
You know the way I love black women, and so for me to have, Lord forbid, I have a daughter, but I have a daughter who's a black woman, and you don't love that shit. Like, we'll have to go to the grass.
We gotta go to the grass.
We'll step out in the grass. And I'm a flex ass, bro. Like,
put the pads on. But if her mama lied to her growing up, telling her,
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about your biracial, you saying you biracial stepdad. Like, you could look in the mirror and see your skin tone. Bro, she darker than us.
Yeah.
Like, what you got to taint? Like, I don't want to hear. Which I don't care, even if you biracial. You know your history, bro. You 1/8 black.
I'm chocolate. You black. She darker than me. Like, fam, you black.
Man, bro. if you 1/8 black, you black. So, even if you biracial.
Come on now.
You got that 1/8, man, you go get out of here. Like, man. Like, and what was crazy, if you, like, pay attention to that video, they were panning the audience.
Shout out to Rocktown Distillery. Apple pie.
They were paying in
trying to get in
commercial, yeah. They were paying in the audience, bro. And white people were looking at her like, nigga?
Right.
Like, white people were looking at the, like, at her like, you thought?
Right.
But she, like, she gonna see, bro. Like, and, man, I don't care how mental it is, bro. Like, you're not going around thinking. If you say you don't fuck with black people, you know what I'm saying? If you say you're not, like, you don't associate, you don't feel it. She talking about she feeling her blood. You don't. You got nigga blood.
Nigga blood.
You Sue Woo-ing in this bitch.
Straight grape Kool-Aid. Yeah, in your so bag. Like, man. Great drink.
But like I said, that's a raising thing, too. Like, I'm going to raise my daughter. Lord forbid I have a daughter. I'm going to raise my daughter from birth. Like, you a queen. You different because you're black.
And you can't even be mad at the individual because she's young. She's a child. I'm never mad at her. She wasn't raised right.
Yeah, like, she moved from the suburbs to the, like, man, get out of here. Like, I'm going to raise my daughter to know, like, because you're black, you're beautiful. Because your hair is different, you're beautiful. Because your lips are big, like, that makes you beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, my daughter ain't going to have no choice. Mm-hmm. Like, you ain't got to be super pan-African or nothing like that, but you're going to know. Like, man, because it's you're beautiful, bro. You know what's like, and what's crazy is, like, we call her Uncle Ruckus' daughter and we laugh about shit like that, and Boondocks always spreading truth like that. It's people out here who think like that.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Like, that's sad, bro.
Shit sad as fuck.
Yeah, man. You can take this in third. Unless you got something else to say about her. Nah. If you hadn't seen it, go to the group. I forgot who shared it. It was either like Miss Significant or Sia, one of them, they were going in. But yeah, mm-hmm. Watch it. It's like disgusting almost. It's definitely disgusting.
Definitely disgusting.
Yeah, shout out to the crowns, bro. My daughter's going to have a crown at all
times. Absolutely. Next topic. Couples living with exes.
I said, God forbid I have a daughter. But I'm not having a daughter.
Before we started recording, we're not having daughters. This is a hypothetical situation. Anyway, shut up.
Answering the question.
Next topic, couples living with exes. Before we went live, Jay showed me a video. Was it the Steve Harvey show?
Yeah, Steve Harvey show.
Steve Harvey, there's a young lady. Her ex-husband was in a really bad car accident. And, of course, she said she had lost her father in the car accident. And so the first thing she thought of...
His brother died, too.
Yeah. And his brother passed immediately in the accident. So, the rest of the hospital, he was on the road to recover. She asked him, you know, what do you need? He's like, I want to be around my kids. They have children together, her ex-husband. So, she called her husband and was like, hey, you know, he wants to be around his kids. She was like, shit, bring him. Like, come on.
Great-ass nigga.
Like, I was like, and he had a beard. Like, niggas with beards.
You know what niggas with beards have consciences.
They do. Like, you know what I'm saying? In the beard is wisdom. There's wisdom in the hairs. But anyway. but yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? They helped him recover. And I could imagine him getting that love every day from his children and his loved ones helped his recovery. Yeah. And going forward, not only does he live at home with his ex-wife, his children, and her ex-husband, his lady lives with them now.
Yes.
Along with, so it's... I had to think. I'm like, damn, they must have a big ass crib.
Incomes. Like, but it's like, it's a woman, mm-hmm. her husband, mm-hmm. her ex husband, mm-hmm. and her ex husband's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. All in one.
And
house.
All their kids.
All the babies.
Living together.
All the babies.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of cool.
But anyway, but yeah.
First, could you do that?
Me, I would like to think I'll, you know what I'm saying, I'll fuck with it. Because here he is in a terrible, terrible space. Probably extremely depressed, you know what I'm saying? He's probably been immobile for a long time. He needs love. He needs to be surrounded by love and good vibes. And, you know, there's nothing like the laughter of a child, the love from your child, that undying, everlasting love. And I'm pretty sure, like, he needed that more than anything. So I would like to think, you know what I'm saying, if I was in that situation, I was like, look, I need to be around my babies, then I would like to think that, you know, I would do the same. I would need the same if I were in that situation. God forbid something like that happens. That's a terrible situation to be in. Lost his brother in the accident.
Yeah.
Like the girlfriend, I think the girlfriend spoke And she said it took... Facts. Yeah, the husband is a real one, most definitely. Yeah, she said it takes a lot of patience and communication, paraphrasing, of course.
That's what the girlfriend said.
Yeah, that's what the girlfriend said. And Karina gonna say no next. Okay, that's you. But yeah, definitely. If I we spoke on the power outage situation or the flood in the last episode. Like, yeah, same come on, because that's a really really fucked up situation. You know what I'm saying? I bring him in with open arms, especially if we had somewhat of a relationship already to where we were cool. Like, you know, we can, you know, co-parent, coexist, and be cool, cordial. You know what I'm saying? If I got the space.
And the girlfriend had four kids. Like I said, if I had the space is essential.
And then if I didn't have the space, if I had the funds to help out and get y'all, you know, whatever situation. You know what I'm saying? Help you get on your feet tonight. Cool. But yeah, if I got I'm imagining they got like a fat ass crib. If they got all space for these this many people, then yeah.
It's for adult incomes, like, you know. They, I don't know where they work, but I'm sure.
But I mean, between all of them, I like to think they could. I say pool in a fair amount of money.
I say on average, you know, they look like they spoke articulately. You know, they said they college graduates and they probably making 40,000 to 50,000. If just four people making 40,000.
Bands.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You know, you can make some shake.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you could work it that way. What's that, $160,000 a year? Or, you know.
What
so,
he said. I don't do numbers, I do letters.
Like, so, I ain't gonna lie, bro. It'd be tough. Like, at first, damn, hey, my ex had a car wreck. You know, he can't walk. Cool. Like, then they gonna see his kids, he can't walk. I'm thinking a nigga on his last leg. Cool. Let the nigga be around his kids.
He can't walk.
That nigga gets
bars, nigga! I know that.
I had bars all day though. Like y'all just saw me off camera.
Oh shit. Bruh,
but sorry. Like when they get to walking through the crib though, and like now he lives here, I gotta go to baby. Like, so is that nigga like staying here?
He staying?
It was like, or you know, I thought it was just his nigga on his feet. I could be a good nigga to
he
on his
walking
feet.
Around now. He on his feet.
I like my space too. That's one thing I like. And like I said, it's only one male lion in the pride, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cool, you can come, but like living.
But that should already be established. Like, fam, this my shit. At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? You gonna respect my.
But see, even me as a man, say I had the wreck and I wanted to be around my kids. Like, once I got up and I'm able to move again, like. I appreciate y'all. I gotta leave because
absolutely.
I can't take backseat to another nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Can't do that.
So, I mean, shout out to them. I would like to think I could help out.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like now you brought your girl in, or like say it's reverse. I'm with my wife, her ex come in. That nigga bring his girl in now. It's like, fam, you tripping, dog. Like, it's about time. Bro, you bring your girl and your girl's kids in here too?
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they probably sat down and what if the other couple suggested, like, hey, you know.
Yeah, I should live with us. That's what I'm saying. That wouldn't be my suggestion.
I wouldn't suggest shit like that. But yeah, you
like,
know.
Shout out to them, though. Like, saying that's a beautiful situation.
They definitely some real ones.
That's what I'm saying. Like, who's going to cook? Like, who's going to, like, as a woman, like, who's going to cook? Who's going to run this? Who's going to check out for me when I'm doing this?
Why everybody can't cook?
Like, I'm not trying to have four people in the kitchen cooking, like, with me. You know what I'm saying? Like. It's just not, like I said, y'all can move close. Shit, move next door. We can make this work. We still pool in funds and take care of, like, everything like that. But just go over there for a second, fam. Like, over to the side. Just, you know, shout out to them, man. Shout out to them. Like, what? Another thing, not trying to make, like, race bait, they were white. And maybe they got something to do with it because, like, that's a white-ass situation. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
I mean, whatever the situation, they making it work. So shout out to them for making it work. I can make it work at the beginning, but like.
That ain't no everlasting
for
10 situation.
Years or some shit, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, that shit dead.
Like 5
nigga,
years.
Like, a few months after he, you know what I'm saying?
He back
get back
on his
mobile,
feet.
And he can get around the way
he
needs.
He
gotta
hit the door when he get back on his
you
feet.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotta,
y'all, it's time to skedaddle.
Exactly. How do you, like, exactly. And that's another thing, too. That's another, especially like. With us,
how do you discipline all them kids? Beat everybody ass. What you talking about?
No, but like I said, what if that's the girlfriend kids and she fuck up? Like, do you be like, oh, I'm gonna tell your mama? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna whoop my kids and I'm gonna tell your mama. Or you just like whoop all ass?
Cause you in my shit. All right, you in my shit.
But what if it's the other case? What if you the girlfriend who's living in there and the kid fuck up? Do you whoop the person whose house it is? Are you whooping their kid?
Wait, what?
All right, say so you the girlfriend, or you the, like you the last person to just come along. Mm-hmm. Or reverse, you're the boyfriend that comes and move in with the ex wife, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. You come with your kids. Say the people who live there, this is their house, the original mm-hmm. first couple. They kid fuck up. Mm-hmm. Can you whoop their kid?
I'm going to tell their parents first.
That's what I'm saying.
And depending on where we, because me being me, I'm in your household. So if your, like, shit, one of your little badass kids break my PlayStation, I'm going to come to you first. And then shit, you know, like, well, shit.
Nobody. You break my PlayStation, ass. I'm breaking you. God damn it. You. But yeah, man, we're going to go to story shit, time. When it comes to
Mine is short and sweet. I thought about it earlier. I forgot what movie I was watching, but my little brother, shout out to my little brother, he ain't gonna see this shit. My little brother's 16. Now, I think at the time, my brother was maybe like 4 years old. My little brother's always been like a real big movie buff and pop culture buff. So he was always on YouTube, always watching TV or whatever. So 9 times out of 10, his conversations, his responses to certain things had some sort of TV quote or movie quote in them. To those of you that might be familiar with the show Community, I'm sure half of y'all ain't ever seen it, but it's a character named Abed. Abed is pretty much like a savant, and everything he says has something to do with a movie, film, or some sort of music reference or whatever. But anyway, my little brother was kind of like that when he was a kid. And I forgot what movie he was watching. I think he may have been watching a scary movie or some dramatic shit, but... this particular day, it was a Saturday. I was still in college. I was at UAPB. I was home for the weekend. Before I got back, my mom was like, look, your brother been clowning all weekend. It was like a Sunday or something. Mm-hmm. He's been getting into everything. He's just been just off the wall. So I was like, all right, you know, I'm on my way. The homie dropped me off at the crib. I was like, hey, man, you know, Carrington, you know, chill out for a little minute. I come in, he, got it in. I'm like, fam.
Kevin Hart's son voice.
Yeah. And so, you know what I'm saying, big bro come in. He was like, hey, man, you know, chill out. Let's watch a movie. Show me some popcorn. Pop some kettle corn real quick. Let's chill out. So we cool and we watching Troy. That was his favorite little joint.
My favorite movie.
That was his favorite joint. He called it Hector. I think I talked about it. But anyway, so the movie go off. He chilling. Start playing the Nintendo Wii. After a while, he just started, he back booming. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? And I think he broke a vase. He ended up breaking a vase. And it was in the kitchen. And I think my mom was in the back doing something with the fire alarm or something, because it had been beeping all day. She was trying to fix it. Woo, woo, woo. And everything just stopped. As soon as, like, the vase hit the ground in the kitchen, doo-doo. And you heard that clack, 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 everything. I look up. I'm doo-doo. On my phone. I look up.
Doo-doo.
Doo-doo. Oh, shit. I'm like, Carrington. He ain't saying a doo-doo. Word. He slowly walks doo-doo. Out of the kitchen. Looks around. You know, in them horror movies, like the monster just crawl and jump out. When I tell you, I ain't never seen my mama move that fucking fast, bro. Keep doing that. My dukes came in the kitchen. I don't know where she grabbed the belt from. Like, fucking Xena. I'm telling her, she started tearing this nigga up. Because I think this vase she had, like, damn near before this nigga was born.
Yeah.
Broke it. She done tore this nigga ass up. She's like, I've been telling you all damn day, stay out the kitchen, you gonna break something. And what you do? You broke something. Mind you, she rat. So she finally go make her. She get through. I guess she done got tired. Yeah. We had this long ass hallway. She walk in her room, walk off. She was like, now go in there and lay down. So he walking down the hallway, holding his ass. Talking about, why? Why? And I'm looking like, is he screaming, why? Bitch, you know why you broke it.
Bitch, you know why.
I'm fucking dead, bro. I'm talking about, I'm like, why is he screaming, why? My nigga, you know why. You had every action has a reaction.
You broke the vibes,
and man. That was the reaction.
You got your
ass. The nigga walked in his room, shut the door. He's still, why? Bro, that shit was hilarious. Oh my goodness. Bro gonna be mad as fuck.
Where'd he get the why from? You said I was calling movies. Where'd he get the why from?
I have no idea. I think he was,
it was the end of like nigga, one of them Nickelodeon shows used to go off with somebody yelling.
It had to have been. Yeah. Because all he watched was Disney XD and Nickelodeon, yeah. Nicktoons. So it had to have been something. I can't remember. Like, I'm going to have to like ask him, like, bro, you remember when mama told her that?
You remember mama beat your ass, you was yelling, why? Why?
Yeah, you remember that film? I don't know what you're talking about, Donovan. I'm like, nigga, you know.
Is that your brother, Doug?
Yeah. People, that's another thing. People think I be bullshitting, like, when I'm, like, doing impersonation of my little brother, but he, like, literally, that's how he talks. Hey Donovan, what's good? Like, why?
Get your proper ass up.
Why do you talk like that? But I'm proud of him because he don't sound like the rest of the Booger Whoops in the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, shout out to my little brother, man. Young man, young king, man. Proud of my guy. But that shit was hilarious. I got stories about my little brother for days. I told y'all about the when I was in UAPB and he called me, somebody threw the hands. Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to my little brother.
Shout out
to the brother. We go to social media.
Yeah, man, let's go to social media. That shit got my head hurt, bro.
What's good, Diamond?
Oh shit!
Yeah, but all right, so if y'all didn't know, looking at social media, Ray Carruth was an NFL player, ex-NFL player, played for the Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
He was arrested. What, he got 20 years in jail?
20, man. 20.
20 years in jail.
We was babies when that nigga got locked up, bro.
His kids. He killed his wife and then tried to kill his son. And when he tried to kill his son suffered brain damage.
Mm-hmm.
And so now he has, like, a mental disability. And he's out. He got released
out?
Yeah, I think he got released, like, last week. Last Thursday, mm-hmm. was it? So he got released last Thursday, and he said he wanted a relationship with his son. And the question is, like, how do you feel about him wanting a relationship with the son that he tried to kill 20 years ago? Or was it 15? Did he get out early?
Either way, it's a long-ass time.
Yeah.
With him being incarcerated for, what, the last 20-something years, he lost a lot of time away from the world. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He'd been in confinement. He been in, you know what I'm saying? Jail. I can understand him wanting to, because I'm sure, I would like to think he's a changed man. I hope he a changed man. He been locked up that damn long.
Yeah.
Of course, you want to be like, damn, I can't wait to get out to see my son. Granted, in his head, he's probably like, man, I can't do nothing but pray that, you know, he can forgive me or whatever, whatever. But on the other side.
Oh, she wasn't the wife? Who was she then?
It's the baby mama. The
baby mama girlfriend.
But on the other side.
Somebody he was fucking with.
Me growing up without a father, I can't really say if. Now, my situation is different. My father was taken from me.
Yeah.
Ray Carruth, that was pretty much based on his actions.
Yeah.
Granted, he tried to kill his son.
Tried to kill him.
If had it been my pops, you know what I'm saying? He got locked up for all these years. You know what I'm saying? He been locked up for all these years. Me knowing he's incarcerated and why he's incarcerated, yeah. Like, this nigga's in jail because he tried to kill me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He tried to take moms out.
Yeah.
And old boy's probably raised by his moms. That's all he knows. So yeah. I'm pretty sure he has, like, this little burning ball of hate in his chest.
And then, like, he's different. You got to think about all the times he was teased.
Exactly.
And stuff for his mental disability. Mm-hmm. And it's like.
And he knows whose fault that
you
is.
You caused it. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Exactly. So.
Was his side chick. But like I said, how would you feel as a son? Like, your dad comes out of jail, you know he tried to kill you, he killed your moms.
I'd probably try to kill his ass.
When you get out?
That's, like, the way my head is set up, like, fam, when you get out, it's go time.
Yeah.
Like, my entire life, everything that I've gone through, missing out on Father's Day, bring dad to school, they eat lunch with pops, all of this little other shit that I done missed out on, because you tried to kill me, it's your fault, my nigga. When you get out, you gotta see me. Like, I'm probably gonna be outside.
So there's no relationship.
Nah, like, that's just me though.
No, I respect it because I think I'd be the same way. Like, my whole life I've heard that I don't have a dad because my dad killed my mom. So I don't have parents.
Legit.
Like, because my dad killed my mom, then he tried to kill me too. And now I'm different and everybody teasing me because of that. Like, I understand, like, you know, his whole mindset might be different because I can't put myself in somebody who's not mentally, you know, like, apt their shoes. But even, like, just if being, you know, thinking like how I think, like, bro, I'm different. Everybody looking at me different because of what you did. I could have been normal and I wouldn't have to go through these things and endure this shit, but I don't think I could have did it. Like, I really did think he probably should have been in jail longer than that, man. Like, I'm never for like taking away black lives and shit.
I don't understand how he, you know what I'm saying, didn't get more time.
I can't deal with it, bro. Like, and then like you was in the league, like you had everything made up. Like, we could have had a good life. You in the NFL. Like, mom side chick or not. Like,
even if it would have been a situation where, you know, I got a side baby, you could have, by now, he could have been in the motherfucking Hall of Fame.
That's what I'm saying. And that's what I'm saying. I can't put myself in his shoes because of that disability. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what he knows and I don't know how he feels about it, how he thinks, because I don't know much about the son. Like,
Yeah, like, I can see his side, like, wanting to right his wrongs and everything.
Because on both sides, as a kid, I wouldn't want the relationship, but as a father, I would. Absolutely. I would definitely want that because I've been in jail 20 years. I want to make up for it. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, like, get the fuck away from me, dog. Like, so, like I said, I understand both sides. I understand both sides. And hopefully, like, God does whatever he needs, like, to do to rectify that situation to make everything better. But I'm just saying, like, as far as me and this, I can't.
Hey, that shit like, deep, man.
You know what I'm saying?
That shit so deep,
man. This is me in the situation. All right, kind of, I don't want to say liven it up because it's fucked up, too. The next social media thing. All right. Girls from Little Rock went to Bishop Park and Bryant. You've never been to Bishop Park and Bryant's. I go hoop there all the time. Three basketball courts, nice-ass pool, baseball fields, flag football fields, all this shit. Nice-ass place. Mm. Black girls went and had a pool party there. Mm-hmm. They were twerking on video like all young girls do at parties. They twerking, they in their bathing suits because they had a pool party. Mm-hmm. They cleaned up after themselves and they left. They didn't leave a mess. They went after ordinance. They didn't break any laws. Mm-hmm. The person over, the city director, Brian, said this. They didn't break any laws. He said they coerced them to, like, make a negative statement. They wouldn't let him say anything positive about them. Mm-hmm. But they had a party. They ain't fucked nothing up. They went out here ignorant, had a good-ass party, they had fun, they left. The mayor of Bryant banned them from coming back and having any more parties because she said their actions were crude, rude, and pornographic. And it was just some young girls dancing at the party. Twerking. Mm-hmm. Mind you, they were twerking. They're young black girls twerking at a party. The park director, I can't remember his name off the top of my head. I have my students doing a podcast on this in class, by the way. But
I want to see that.
They're not going to be on the video. They're going to be like recording it. But how do you feel about that situation? You know what I'm saying? With the
My thing is the whole race card thing. Had it been Carol Ann and Becky Sue at Bryant, at Bishop Park, attempting to twerk. Then it would have been, you know, a bunch of little suburban white girls having fun. I personally feel like due to the fact that it was some young black kids having a good time at a park, you know what I'm saying, listening to whatever music they wanted to listen to, twerking, doing whatever they wanted, or whatever, they didn't violate anything. It's definitely racial. They didn't break any laws. They didn't violate, you know, anything.
I said they cleaned up after themselves. Like, they cleaned up after themselves. And you just leave and people got to clean up after this shit. Exactly. Like, they worked at their park.
Like, they did no wrong.
They were good customers. They rented the area, too.
Mm-hmm. Like, they legit rented it. They didn't mooch. Yeah. They didn't jump the gate. Yeah. And they said, hey, we finna kick nobody out here. They legit rented it, did everything they were supposed to do, took the proper precautions and everything.
It's running around election time, too. Like, I'm not voting for mine, but they would definitely like sway my vote if exactly. I was like on the fence. One thing my student said though, which like it hit me when they were talking about it. They were like, Miley Cyrus was like applauded for twerking on stage. And it was like she had on high waisted pants all the way up to her belly button and had her butt cheeks out. Mm-hmm. And people was like, oh my God, Miley Cyrus twerked on stage. Like this shit was viral for like a month. Mm-hmm. And like, this the words of my students. I was like, but these girls talking about it, it's like three dudes in their class. Everybody else girls are like, but we can't go to a party and twerk because look at the stigma you're giving out, kids. This at home. Mm-hmm. This ain't no national news. This at home.
And real quick, twerking is some shit they got from us. Wouldn't be no.
Bro, like go to
97% of the shit that y'all do. Well, they do. It's because of us.
Like, go to a Brian homecoming. You can't tell me girls in here twerking in dresses and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
terribly twerking in dresses.
Yeah, and this is what I'm saying. That's why I love that class. It's one of my favorite classes to teach. It's broadcast journalism, only class like that in the district. So you'll get to Henderson. They had me on the radio too, talking about it, podcast shows, all that.
That's
but yeah, for, like, for them to say that, that made me stand up like, damn, bro, like, Miley Cyrus is, like, applauded for twerking. Miley Cyrus is applauded for twerking, but these girls got banned from a city, like, function, like a city, because they did what they were supposed to do, and they, all they did was have fun, record it.
That's it.
How's that point? Like, somebody wondered, like, how's that pornographic?
Because they were shaking their ass. They were shaking their ass.
She's just like, how's that pornographic? Because I got more than what they got.
Exactly.
I can't help it. So now you're saying I should be ashamed of my body. Like, you telling my, you telling our girls that you could do what we do, but you should be ashamed of it because you got more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't raise my daughter to think like that, bro. I can't.
At the end of the day, fuck them, man.
So if you live in Bryan, you vote for Bryan Mayors. I'm not trying to sway your vote, but the lady who's the current mayor in Bryan. It's her thoughts on the situation.
I'm trying to sway your vote. Fuck that broad.
Yeah.
Don't vote for her. When you know when the camp whenever her campaign is, I'm pulling up, picking signs,
like,
all man, that. So, black leather jackets with hair picked out, all that. Nah, that shit ain't cool.
Yeah, like, it ain't that we can't read the comment. It's just like, if comments are too long, we gotta hit the see more, and we can't do it from the live.
Yeah.
So we have to see shit after the podcast. But I definitely read every comment. So I definitely go read
this.
Yeah,
if I don't hear a response to it, yeah. I
read your comment, bro.
I let him
so you ready to end the shit on a good note, bro?
On a good note.
Hey, I've been waiting for this. This is my best story.
I've been waiting for this.
Ever. Ever.
Because the nigga hungry.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Right after this.
I probably make some salmon after this. This is like fast. You got some. I'm going to be eating. You know me. The fast on fam.
Salmon.
Yeah.
You got some of that broccoli?
Fast. On me, I got some broccoli.
Oh, God, bro. This nigga make the best broccoli. I ain't even like broccoli till my man's like, yo, my man's put me on to the broccoli game. Like,
well, what's the Nazi bar I had? I didn't say it. We was talking about the race thing. It was like race, and she could not see. Nazi bar.
That shit was cold.
I still remember when I was in high school, our cheerleaders got put out on a bronze game. For real. What high school did you go to? Just interested in knowing Jessica Saunders.
Wow.
You're not going to be able to.
Bronze
damn.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. But yeah, man, I had a Nazi bar that we was going to say during it. We were just talking about it off camera. Yeah. It was hard, too.
It was cold.
Yeah. But I got bars for days. All right. But anyway. So, if you probably did. If you like my friend on Facebook, I was tagged in it. But they kind of removed the page private. It's a video on Facebook of my sister. My sister was at work. And, my sister, like, made clothes at her job. Kind of cutting the bud. She was working with this one chick. The one chick wasn't doing the shit right. My sister checked her about it. The chick got disrespectful. My teacher, like, my sister was like, hey, watch your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
The girl, like, you know, she felt like my sister tried to play her and she tried to run up on my sister. Shout out to Fear. I know what kind of dance y'all doing in Fear. I'm just playing. But she ran up on my sister. And it's on video. She ran up on my sister. My sister tossed her on the ground. Sister beat her ass.
This nigga's sister got the My sister beat
up a pregnant chick at work, clocked in. And it was bad, and it was on camera, right?
Mm.
Like, so that's just the beginning of the story. My sister beat up a pregnant chick at work. On the clock, right? Done. You saw that part.
I saw
Done the video. I tried to share it in a group. It's a private page, so I couldn't share it. They had a share option. You could just like and comment. So after my sister beat the chick up at work, you saw it. It's like a 30-second video. My sister beat her up. They broke it up. I guess the girl felt played. So she felt like the only reason my sister got her like this is because everybody was trying to break it up. So she found out, she knew somebody who knew my sister and tried to find out where my sister lived. They told her where my parents stayed. So the chick and her boyfriend tried to pull up to the parents' crib, to my parents' crib. My sister was there to pick up her son, right? So this is where the shit gets hot. Tell you the best story I ever told. They fighting my sister outside the crib.
Uh-huh.
My parents don't know nothing about it. They outside.
Uh-huh.
The neighbor across the street, we got a good neighbor, they run across the street, they banging on the door. They out here fighting your daughter. They out here trying to jump your daughter. It's a girl and her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to jump the daughter. So while it's happening, mama go outside. Mama said while she going outside, the dude pulling on my sister. Mm-hmm. My sister got the girl like here, and she just like
clapping her shit,
fucking her up, right? Uh-huh. Think, mind you, they not at work now. Ain't nobody breaking this up. Yeah. You saw my sister had her. Mm-hmm. Sister decking her. So my sister yelled. My mama like, let her go, let her go, let her go. Like, the dude like, we not jumping her, we not jumping her. Because I guess you heard that. I'm trying to pull her off. I don't know about your pregnant girl here to fight anyway, my nigga. But my sister like, nah, fuck that. She still whooping. Nah, fuck that. This nigga say, he gonna shoot me. This nigga say, he got a gun, he gonna shoot me. Pops, they locked the door, right? They locked the door because, you know, they don't trust thieves. So they got like a little padlock on their bedroom door. When my sister, my pops runs through the door. Boom. He showed the door, grabbed the gun, he come outside, right? Told you, pops ain't one of them took the gun ass niggas. He ain't one of them show the gun ass niggas. He come out the house, shit pointed. The nigga get to crying. Bro, I promise I ain't got no gun. I ain't trying to shoot her, bro. I promise. I'm trying to break him up. Sister still decking her, bro. My mama trying to pull my sister off. My sister fucking her up, right?
The whole time.
She's still catching them shits, bro. She catching them shits. Mama trying to pull off. Nigga get to crying. I'm not. I promise I'm not trying to shoot her. I'm trying to break it up. I'm trying to break it up. Pops like, well, back your ass up. You know what I'm saying? My sister's like, she pull a girl to the side away from nigga. No, shoot that nigga, Pops. Shoot that nigga. He got a gun. He told me he coming up here to shoot me. You know, Pops already hot. He ready to shoot. He and my sister ain't got the best relationship. He don't give a fuck, though. Like, shit, you pull up to the crib. Nigga get to crying.
She's here. Shoot that nigga.
She pull a girl
get
to the
that
side.
Nigga wreck.
She pull a nigga to the side like, hey, you ain't got to worry about this. Shoot that nigga. This nigga pulled up with a gun, my nigga. And him, Pops. So, you know, they kind of see that nigga shoot. He like, I promise you could check the car. You can check me. I ain't got no gun. So my pops finally pull my sister off the girl, right? Mm-hmm. They say she look up, her nose like tilted. Blood gushing out of it. So when my sister get loose, she's still like, I'm out the way. Shoot that nigga. Shoot that nigga, right? So, you know, pops ain't shoot the nigga, bro. My sister run to the car. She keep a bat in the car because she always with the smoke. She go get a bat out the car. They trying to go to the car. She dipped the pregnant girl twice. Bink, bink. Bink, bink. Neck with the
like you did with the red stick.
She dick her. She dick her, bro. Dick her twice with the thing. She take the hits. I guess she hit it like in her arm. She get the yelling. I'm like, I'm trying to leave. I'm pregnant. Bitch, you pulled up to the crib trying to fight.
You weren't worried about this shit.
You weren't worried about this shit. You didn't know. You thought they broke it up and they saved her. No. We do this shit out here, shit, bro. So, like, they called somebody ended up calling the police, right? Somebody ended up calling the police. They both ended up getting charged. My sister got charged, so I guess she hit her with the bat while she was trying to leave. And they got charged for, like, trying to trespass and go up. But, like, little sister straight. Old girl bloodied up. So, if y'all hiring... Yeah, I give my sister a job because she clearly ain't got a job with beating a girl up at work. You know what I'm saying? So, you know. So, yeah, my sister, like.
Oh, shit.
Moved there. So, I went through. Mm. And guess who told? Like, my sister has a son. He's like 6 or 7, bro. Mm-hmm. My little nigga. He told me this shit. Like, he looking through the window. So, I know they not lying because my mama told me this separately. Pops told me this. And that little, my little nigga Zach told me that shit, too, bro. Like, whoo. So, you know what I'm saying? So, that nigga was like, bruh. My nephew like, yeah, mama pulled out the bat and hit her a couple times. Yeah, bruh. So, you go to my parents' crib. Their bedroom door is like, it's a split going down the bitch. Because Pops had to shoulder the door real quick. He couldn't find the key. Ain't no time to find the key. Boom. He come outside, the gun pointed. Nigga get to crying. Sister whole time. Bro, they say her nose broke, bro. Say it's broke.
Oh my god.
So, fam with the shit, bro.
Well, my job hiring, but don't tell your sister
about it. I'm telling her. Done the reference.
I ain't got time. Done, yeah, no. Fuck no. Do not list me as a reference. That shit dead.
Don't play my sister.
Cause nah, between the donors and my coworkers, that shit dead. She probably gonna be fighting the first day.
Bro, niggas tagging me in the video like, I didn't know y'all were, cause you know, I commented on the video, I did a little. I didn't know y'all was related. Y'all night and day, yeah. That's my little sister. Wow. Pop's gonna ride on me. And, like, my pops and my sister don't have a good relationship at all because she, Charlotte, but yeah, that nigga can. You ain't go. That's like that. I can beat your ass, but you not gonna beat her ass.
Yeah, that's just child at the end of the day.
Like, Roman, you should be a great security guard. Let's be a security guard.
Oh, God. Like, hey, matter of fact, we do. We just hired some new security at my job. We might have to.
Bro.
You know?
And she was, bro, like, real shit. I wish, like, I'd be hoping females talk shit to me. I'm like, you know, what? All right, don't worry about it. Be right here tomorrow. Be right here tomorrow. I got somebody dying to meet you. Dying to meet you. And she come with all the smoke, bro. Yeah, so. Yeah, bro. Told you that shit. Like, they outside. This, like, late at night outside the crib. Bro, and the police pulled up. Like, they pulled up on our crib. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I guess my sister won too bad, so she got, like, a little charge, too. Nothing too big. You know, nothing to stop her from working. You know, just a little battery. Little battery charge.
A little battery charge.
Nothing too crazy.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And it fucks me up, because damn near since I done met Jeremy, I done heard, like, his sister got them hands. And I done seen and heard firsthand, like,
yeah, like, I will share the initial video to the group. Niggas was calling me, texting me, like, bro, don't tell me your sister on Facebook beating up pregnant bitches on the clock. I'm like, bro, that ain't even the whole story. Like, wait till you find out what happened when they got off the clock. Yeah, bro.
Going forward, if and female come incorrect, I'm calling this nigga sis. She slick me to be an MMA fighter, bro. We'd call up Dana White.
Bro, my sister did taekwondo for, like, a couple months. Her first few, like, battles, she was just winning because, like, everybody else trying to.
And pickle, pickle. She throwing pop, hands.
Pop. Won that. Who next?
Who next?
Who next? I won that one. Yeah, I think she got to, like, a. She was, like, a camouflage belt, orange belt. So she got, like, a little. She tried to pull up on me with the nudge. Like, she be trying to play me. She had to run up on me with the nunchucks one time. I'm fast enough, fat ass, though. Chop ass in the neck. You know how many times I watched Three Ninjas?
Oh, God. That's one of my favorite movies ever.
Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers.
Shout out to my nigga Tum Tum. My nigga,
I'm a certified black belt in this bitch. She be running up in with them nunchucks. Chop her ass three times in the neck. Bro, don't play with me, bro.
Hit it with the Nick Cannon.
You better fight them females. You better fight them females like that.
Oh, shit.
Y'all still got testosterone. I'll flip your ass.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
bro. This is probably my favorite episode ever.
I mean, bro. My sister's like, bro.
Oh, my God.
Like
my head hurt, bro.
If y'all,
you got some Tylenol?
No, I don't get sick, so I don't really keep medicine,
bro,
like that.
My fucking
head hurt. Bro, no, but no lie. Like, I can't share it, but if you, like, around me, I can show you the video of work. And I can show you how, like, that's the initial state.
Bro, when we start battle rapping and shit, bro, when we start going,
she gonna be show out.
Bro, she gonna be show out.
Yeah, I mean,
but nah, she can't be show out. She's gonna have to be security, because she gonna be actually, like, hitting niggas. So she probably can't. Nah, I don't know about that one.
The video, like, private. You gotta be friends with the girl who shared it. So I can't share it. I tried to tag Dunn in it. I text, like, bro, please show me, like, you saw what I tagged you. He like, no, I'm like, bro, when you pull up, I gotta show you instantly. Yeah, they try to run up to the crib, though. That was my favorite stories. When people, like, don't know.
I just wish you would have been at the crib.
Boy.
Because the story would have went way worse.
Bro, I would have been fighting a boyfriend.
I know.
I didn't fight
the
boyfriend.
You would have been like, fam, I'm in
bro, I didn't fight my grown ass. That's the first thing I thought. Like, I've never seen, like, grown people fight, like, in person.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Most grown folks are like, I'm too grown to fight. I got a job. I'm there like, damn. I went there. Like, bro, I already been there.
Oh,
bet beast. But yeah, bro, sister with the shit, bro. She out there.
Oh, my God.
She out here wilding. Like, I the whole time, bro, I got another story. That's another, bro. They just made me think of another story.
Right.
Nah, I know it. I know it. Yeah, I ain't gonna forget this story.
Bro. Oh, shit.
My little sister with the shit, bro. But yeah, so.
I thought my little bro was with the shit.
Little sis with the shit, bro. Like,
oh my
god! I just
like, bro, I'm tired now.
I wish I was there. Bro.
I'm like legit tired.
I wish I was there because I'm dead ass. Like, bro, who the boyfriend? Like, I'm at who the boyfriend? Where they pull up from? Like, where they from? And then, like, my sister's so savage. My sister found out who gave the address to my parents' crib.
Mm-hmm.
That bitch next. She already told me, like, she next. I found out who told them where I live. Like, so now she got to get it. And she's like, she ain't been outside in 3 days. Like,
she I ain't looking. Going outside today.
This is waiting. Like, you want to give locations. You want to say, you want to get locations. Okay. I got something for you to give. I got something for you to take back to them. And that's something for you to take back to them, bro. So, yeah, man.
Oh, God.
Hit me up. I'm going to try to tag you in a video with my friends, with the people, if you want to say it. And it's just the word. They broke it up. The whole video, like 30 seconds. Ugh. Yeah, she with it, bro.
Bro, I'm tired.
Bro.
I'm tired right now.
Like.
Oh, Jesus Christ, help us, Lord.
Jesus Christ, help us, Lord.
Let us pray.
So, yeah, for y'all, like, go on, step out of line, bro.
Oh, my God.
Phone call. I'm calling her.
Oh, man.
Bro, like, I've never had a messy breakup.
Oh my God.
But I slick want a messy breakup. Like, oh. Mm. Oh, you fuck Jason. This bitch been cheating on me.
Put that on everything.
She been cheating on me. I don't play like that. I told her don't play like that. I put that on everything. She been cheating. Cause she coming.
Bro, I gotta meet little sis, bro. As soon as I meet her, I'm just
got to, bro. She with it. And like I said, my nigga Emery, my cousin, like, bro, documented, like, from birth. She like 150 and
O. Oh my God.
Nah, I beat her ass a couple times, so she not like and O. Bro, she be trying, like, she feel like cause she whooped them hoes like that. She ain't going.
Man, my older cousin was like that. She a female too. My cousin Ivana, bro. Like then, like when I started getting a little swole, she was, nigga, I don't care. I'm like, nigga, what?
I can beat your ass.
Nigga, what?
Bro, last time my sister fought me, cause I didn't fight her back. Like she was hot. Like she come with combos, and I was just picking her up, like laying her down. I was like hitting her in the forehead, and I was like tapping her, like, and I'd be like, ooh, if I punch you, you'll be swole up. And I get up. She try to run up again. I scoop her, like thump in the nose. Like, ooh, nose broke. Ooh, bro, you know this getting even more tight.
Rib cage.
Yeah. Whoopsie. Like now when we talk shit, she be like, you ain't gonna do shit but slam. I'm like, bro, I'm not about to square up with you, bro. I'm like squaring up with some girl. Like, oh, what's up, bitch? Like, no, I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna just tell you, bro, on me. She's legendary. Bro, my sister got suspended at Central one time. Y'all know Whitey the Body? Stripper down in Houston. Went to Central. My sister fought her. Got suspended for her. Got mad because she felt like she got suspended for nothing. Was outside at 3:43 because the bell rang at 3:45. Trying to scrap again. Oh, if I'm going to get suspended, I'm going to get suspended, goddamn it. Sister got banned from Central.
Banned from Central.
My sister graduated from ALC, bro.
Oh, shit.
I went to the hood this graduation ever. I went to the graduation ALC. These motherfuckers in there were white graduation robes, blue graduation robes, black, because it's ALC. You just got on the road from whatever homeschool you got. Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro. My sister went to Little Rock School District, name. Bro. The body got body. Beast got to go, bro. Beast, you got to get you up out of here, bro.
The door.
Yeah, she went to school with us. You probably know that was my sister. Like, I don't talk to my sister at school. I don't say hey to her. Her friends come up, hey, you big brother? No, I'm not. We just got the same last name. And both our names start with J-E-R.
And we just left and have the same parents.
Yeah, but you're not going to see, bro, she didn't ride home, like, in my car. She went in my car with me, bro. Nah, I can't affiliate with that, bro. She liked it. But yeah, man. That's just sign off time, dog.
Yeah, I'm going to let you sign off. I'm too tired.
Nah, bro. You got to sign us out, dog. You got to sign us out.
I'm motherfucking tired.
Sign us out, bro. I'm not lame. It's just, we don't have that type of relationship. We got like, hey, ugly ass nigga. What you doing? What the fuck? Like, she tagged me in a post on Facebook. And I think my response like, get your bored ass on somewhere. Like, fuck you talking about? We not like that, bro.
This has been episode
23 like Jordan on the Escalade.
Yeah. I'm tired now. Thank you all for tuning in. please share. Post topics on the page in the group. Till next time.
Till next time.